We'll get back. Game time, 1620 of the Zone, 1620ofthezone.com, and of course the 1620 of the Zone mobile app, people. One hour in the books. Spirited conversation regarding the NCAA tournament, the committee, how things have been handled in that regard. We'll get into my thoughts on the NIT, also some maybe upsets that I see and my gut reaction as you kind of scan through the bracket. Mike Schaefer, Matt Verzal still to come. We've also been talking about the Nebraska basketball situation, as I think we all thought that, I know I did, I thought I'd be turning on the microphone today and have some sort of idea of what the future of Nebraska basketball looks like in terms of who the head coach is going to be. But here we are, not really have any more clearer picture of what it's going to look like than we did a week ago. We had the Bill Moos statement on Friday after the game. Saying, you know, listen, we're going to wait to see what the NIT committee says, and then we'll, and I'm paraphrasing here, my assessment of men's basketball will conclude at the end of the season. And it just, you know, it kind of feels like, geez, you know, you've had a year and a half to evaluate, you've had 7 years of body work to be able to evaluate. You kind of feel like, you know, everybody wants an answer, and that includes Tim Miles, you know? I mean, it includes Tim Miles. I figured if Nebraska was going to accept an NIT bid, that they would have, if they're going to fire Miles, that they would have had an interim head coach, probably Michael Lewis. And if they're going to make a change, because I think keeping Miles around makes things complicated a little bit, you know. If you're going to keep him, why not just announce you're keeping him? You know what I mean? Like the results of these NIT games are going to matter. Like if Nebraska beats Butler or loses to Butler, that is like that the job hinges on that. No, come on, right? So you already know, right? You already know what the answer is. So I think everybody assumed there'd be a decision of some kind. Everybody assumed that. But Kirk's on the line. Kirk, you like that Bill Moos is waiting till the season's completely finished. Go ahead.
Well, as a Creighton fan, I don't like Nebraska, right? Creighton was two inbound plays away from being in the tournament. So
correct.
That still sticks in my craw a little bit. But with Tim Miles in Nebraska, here's why you wait, okay? The record aside, two games above 500, that really isn't great. He does run a clean program. I don't care what anybody says. The reason that he has struggled is because he loses in-state recruits to Creighton, period. Think about, you know, Justin Patton. Nebraska could have went after him, right? And they could have pushed hard. Creighton was, you know, still in their transition to the Big East. But we got Patton, right? Think of the people that we got that he could have got and he didn't. So now you wait till after the NIT because there is a potential for Nebraska, and I hate to say this, but there's potential for them to beat Creighton twice in one season, okay? And if they can beat Creighton twice in one season, that bodes well for recruiting, right? In-state talent that they need to keep here that they can't, right? So if I'm Moos, that's why I'm doing it. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. So I think he wants to have a shot for both teams to make it to the quarterfinals. See if Nebraska can beat Creighton again. You got bragging rights, and you go about your business. I think that if Miles loses to Butler, he's done. Period. So that's just my own opinion. So.
But do you think if Miles goes to the Final Four of the NIT and let's say beats Creighton in the quarterfinals, do you think he's going to be retained, or do you think he's done regardless?
I totally do, and I think that's really what it hinges on too.
Was beating Creighton for a second time?
I think so. I mean, it's.
But what if Creighton's not there? What if it's Memphis instead?
Well, but again, I'm speaking in hypotheticals. Hypothetically, it's the only reason you do it is if you have a shot to beat Creighton twice in one season. And so, since the possibility's there, it really doesn't make sense to fire him and have an interim manager or interim coach take him to the NIT when you know you're just going to find a new coach in the offseason. So you ride with the horses you got, and you know what? If he gets a chance to play Creighton again and he beats us again, I think they extend him. I really do.
Okay, Kirk, appreciate the phone call. Yeah, I don't think I agree with that assessment. I mean, so the whole basis of whether or not you're keeping Tim Miles is whether or not he can go win a few NIT games and beat Creighton again? I mean, that seems very short-sighted. And again, like, if you wanted to keep Tim Miles till the end of the year. Like, I can wrap my mind around that. I just don't feel like you needed to release the statement that you did on Friday. And again, I just think here's the thing. If Bill Moos was going to keep Miles, don't you think he would have announced it? Yes. But if Bill Moos is understands that, you know, Tim Miles is a dead man walking, I'm going to fire him regardless. Well, the problem is now this whole situation could get a lot more challenging for you if Miles were and Nebraska were to go on a run and get to Madison Square Garden or the Final Four of the NIT or even win the NIT. And let's say Kirk's, and then throughout the process, they beat Creighton again. Now, all of a sudden, you've created a harder situation for yourself to fire Miles. So there's a lot within the rationale that I don't really feel like I understand. To me, if your mind is made up, which I have to assume his mind is made up, one way or the other. To me, Friday was the time to make the decision. You're going to keep him? Keep him, right? Like, keep him. Announce the contract extension. You know, give him a vote of confidence and keep him. Because say it out loud. He wants to keep him, but he's just going to wait till the end of the NIT to announce that he's keeping him? You know, I mean, like, that's usually not how, like, Oregon and... Oregon just released a huge contract extension for Dana Altman during the Pac-12 tournament. Like, when you have good news like that, you obviously want to release it in the moment. And again, to me, if it's a foregone conclusion that you are going to fire him, then I think allowing him to continue to coach could potentially create a harder climate if they were to go on a run to then let him go. But again, there could be a situation where I'm trying to, like, maybe because some people do this where it was, I think there were rumors a couple years ago that Brett Bielema was going to take the Nebraska football job, but basically said, but if this leaks, then I'm not taking it, and it leaked, and he didn't take it. I mean, you never know. Maybe the coach that Bill Moos has locked in says, I'm going to take the job, but I do not want there to be a ton of speculation or for it to leak that I'm taking the job while I'm still currently coaching. Do I understand that? I do. But to me, I don't know why you needed to release a statement on Friday. No one was holding a gun to Bill Moos' head saying, give me the damn statement. You know, no one was doing that. In fact, because it was Friday evening, I think people would have totally understood, well, listen, I guess it's Friday, then it's the weekend, we'll just wait and kind of wait till Monday, and there might be I think people would have understood it.
I got a question. Would firing Tim Miles have hurt Nebraska's chances of getting into the NIT?
I don't think so.
I'm with you on that.
I don't think so. And obviously you could have just you could have held off and then gotten in the NIT and then fired him, you know?
Yeah.
And then fired him. So there's a lot of head-scratching things. There's a lot of head-scratching things with this. Let's grab Mike. What's up, Mike? Appreciate you calling. Fire away.
Hey, Nick, great show.
Thanks, man.
First time caller.
Cool.
Hey, listen, doesn't this kind of remind you of when we all knew that Mike Riley was going to be fired, but Bill Moos just kind of waffling or doing what he's doing now?
A little bit, yeah. The whole evaluation, when the season concludes, I'll have my evaluation completed. Yeah, there's a lot of the same kind of thoughts and schools of thoughts that are being floated out there. You're right.
I just feel like he's already got somebody picked out, and he's just going to announce them whenever.
Right.
You know, that's got to be it. There's no way around it.
It's what it kind of feels like.
Hard. Yeah.
That you're no, you're right. I mean, that is what it kind of, appreciate the phone call, Mike. You know, there is an element where it was like, you know, Tim Miles or, Bill Moos was saying, like, listen, I'm still, you know, I'm going to evaluate these last handful of games with Mike Riley and all that stuff. And everybody knew it was done. That's kind of the feeling around this. But again, to stick with this analogy, to stick with this Mike Riley analogy of Bill Moos, let's say that Nebraska would have made a bowl game that year in 2017. Let's pretend they made the Foster Farms Bowl again, whatever. What this decision is akin to is Bill Moos saying, I'm going to wait until Mike Riley coaches in the Foster Farms Bowl, and then my evaluation will be complete, and then I'll make a decision. Everyone around here would have been like, what? I mean, that's kind of what this was, but just in basketball terms. I'd have to imagine, like, I'd have to imagine that, you know, this is like an episode of, you know, you watch like American Idol, or you're watching like, you know, those, and they like tease like, you know, the announcement of who's moving on to like all the way until like the fight. Like, it feels like that's been happening. And then right at the end of the episode, they were like, part two coming up next week. We'll tell you who finally is going. It's like, you know, I mean, even I'd have to imagine Tim Miles and Michael Lewis, they are like, oh, God, I mean, just let me know either way. Same thing with the players. I'd imagine they're like, I mean, what? Come on. I mean, like, what's happening? What is happening here? So it'll be interesting.
Nick, I'm a Bachelor guy. I watch The Bachelor, and they continually do this to me, so I'm used to it.
So you're used to the teasing and the whole like, I remember the reality show that I used to always watch was The Real World on MTV back in the day.
Yeah.
I remember there would always be like some huge fight, right? And they would be like, you know, a bar or in the house, and they would like tease that at every commercial break. And the fight wouldn't happen until the final, like, minute of the episode.
And then give you a to-be-continued.
A to-be-continued when, like, someone's winding up to punch. You're like, gosh.
I got
to
wait another week.
I hate my life right now. God. Good God. Dan says, if you watch this Nebraska basketball team, there's no way they're going on a run to the NIT. They might win one game. Listen, Dan, if you would have told me that they were going to go beat Rutgers and Maryland, like, I would have said you are if you would have told me 2 weeks ago that they are going to beat Iowa, Rutgers, and Maryland in three, I would have said you're crazy. So, I mean, you never know. Do I think they're gonna win multiple games? I don't. Listen, I think, and I'll give you some more thoughts, I think there's a good chance they lose to Butler on Wednesday, I think. Then they'd have to go to TCU. But listen, you never know. I mean, you never know. You never know. VJ tweets at me and says, what do you think of the thought that there was no statement until Miles forced the issue in the postgame press conference? He wanted to know about his future, and with no AD in the building, that was his way of finding out. I find it hard to believe that Miles lied in the. I mean, so what you're saying, VJ, is Tim Miles went to the postgame press conference, knew that there wasn't going to be a statement, but lied and said there was going to be a statement in hopes that that would force Nebraska to make a statement? I don't buy that. I don't buy that. That's just me. All right, one more call before we go to break. What's up, Steve? Appreciate you calling. Fire away.
Hey, how's it going? Love the show.
Thanks, dude.
Hey, so if Nebraska goes on a run here in the NIT and shows well, what exactly does that mean about Tim Miles' coaching ability? Does that actually mean that he was a bad enough coach that he didn't actually coach well till the pressure was off because he felt like he was going to get fired?
Right.
Because, I mean, that's kind of how everything has felt for the last, you know, month or so, or however long it's been since they started circling the toilet bowl.
Right.
And, you know, watching this team play in at the end of the year against Iowa and in the Big Ten Championship, I mean, they looked like they were really working hard. I mean, the players out there were just giving more of themselves. So I look at the previous several weeks and think to myself, man, why couldn't he get that out of them then?
I don't know.
Why
couldn't
he get that out of them?
So, Steve, you know what? You're spot on a lot of different things. I appreciate the phone call because that's going to lead into what I want to talk about here moving forward with the show. But I think it says a lot about the mental makeup of that whole group, including the coaches, that they went the second that there was no more pressure, all of a sudden they looked totally different. Because it was that not wild watching that team play in Chicago? I mean, I was texting my buddies and like going, this is crazy. Nebraska seemingly had no juice, no momentum, no fire, no energy for 2 months. And all of a sudden, they were like oozing it. And you're going, wow, what? Huh? Crazy. And they were super shorthanded. Bizarre. All right, 15 minutes away from Schaefer. Vers in the 1 o'clock hour, 402-951-1620. You can email me, Nick at 1620zone.com. Hit me on Twitter, @NickBah. Rocking and rolling on a Monday. Game time.